I will now pass you back to Robin, who has some cultural stories for us.
Yes, Alison. This week, the evening news covered a range of culture stories. The Sainsbury Centre in Norwich will become the first museum in the UK to introduce a pay if and what you can ticketing system. Later this month, a new exhibition about HMS Gloucester will open at the Norwich Castle. There will be open-air performances of Romeo and Juliet at the Norwich Cathedral in July. Lord Nelson's marriage certificate was sold this week for £20,000. And Norwich hero Edith Cavell is being honoured in an opera to be performed in Malta. Here is Alison with the news from the Sainsbury Centre.
The Sainsbury Centre will become the first museum in the UK to introduce a total pay if and what you can ticketing system. They hope to make both the permanent free collection of artefacts and the temporary paid exhibitions accessible to everyone. Visitors will be asked to pay only if they can and whatever they want on their way into the museum, which bosses say will be a UK first. The art gallery on the UEA campus in Norwich hopes to break down the barrier created by their previous £14 exhibition prices. Executive Director Jago Cooper said, "Our ambition is to enable and encourage more people to visit and enjoy one of the most genre-defining art museums in the world. This is just the first of several transformations the Sainsbury Centre will be undergoing in preparation for a major relaunch in April 2023. The payment initiative will be introduced on March the 12th, just in time for the opening of two new exhibitions, Empowering Art, Indigenous Creativity and Activism from North America's Northwest Coast, and Julian Stair, Art, Death and the Afterlife."
A flask that may have held a future king's urine will be among the artefacts on display when the extraordinary haul of a long-lost shipwreck is exhibited in Norwich. Later this month, items discovered aboard the sunken HMS Gloucester will be made public for the first time, 15 years after its discovery and more than 340 years after the ship went down. Ahead of the historic exhibition at Norwich Castle, fresh details of what artefacts will be included have been revealed. Among these are a brass trumpet mouthpiece, a leather pouch embossed with the crown symbols, and a urine flask which may have been used by the future King James II. The artefacts were found on the seabed by brothers Julian and Lincoln Barnwell, who had long since searched for the ship's remains. Their remarkable discovery came in 2007, with the pair then periodically bringing more and more items to the surface. The exhibition will be the first time the public has been able to lay eyes on them. The last voyage of the Gloucester, Norfolk's royal shipwreck, runs from Saturday, February the 25th until Sunday, September the 10th.
Enjoy a summer evening spent under the stars in Norwich Cathedral's cloisters at an open-air theatre. Romeo and Juliet will be performed by the Lord Chamberlain's Men on Friday, July the 7th and Saturday, July the 8th for the annual Open Air Shakespeare Festival. Tickets are now on sale via the Norwich Cathedral's website. The show follows the theatre group's performance of As You Like It last year. The Lord Chamberlain's Men will be performing Romeo and Juliet just as it would have been played out in Shakespeare's day, with an all-male cast, full Elizabethan costumes and traditional music and dance.
A rare document signed by Norfolk's Lord Nelson has sold for more than £20,000 at auction, double the expected price. The Burnham Thorpe-born naval hero's signature was on the marriage certificate of Norfolk couple William and Mary Bottolin. The pair had been living in Naples at the time of their wedding in July 1799, when Lord Horatio Nelson signed the form. They got married aboard Nelson's ship HMS Foudroyant in the Bay of Naples in July 1799. Experts said the document provides a unique snapshot into the particularly complicated period in Nelson's personal life against a backdrop of great public triumph. Lord Nelson was a household name in Britain due to his many victories, including the Battle of the Nile against the French Navy in August 1798, which came before the Battle of Trafalgar in 1805. He had an affair with a former courtesan, Lady Emma Hamilton, who became pregnant with his only child. Her signature is also on the marriage certificate. The single sheet of heavily autographed paper, which had been in the same family for 222 years, was sold as part of an auction of rare books, manuscripts, maps and photographs sale in Edinburgh.
For almost 100 years, a forgotten manuscript recounting the story of one of Norfolk's war heroes remained lost. But finally, after an extensive search across thousands of miles, the third act of an opera inspired by the life of Edith Cavell has been discovered. Now it is set to be performed once again for fresh audiences. The famous Norfolk nurse is credited with helping 200 British soldiers escape occupied Belgium during the First World War. She was arrested for treason and executed by a German firing squad in 1915. Inspired by her courage, Maltese composer Paolino Vassallo, 1856 to 1923, wrote the three-act opera entitled Edith Cavell. So impressed by her heroism and faith, he devoted 2 years to composing the opera and described his final work as his masterpiece. Fast forward to 1941, and the Norfolk Record Office successfully acquired at auction the first two acts in leather-bound manuscripts. But the disappearance of the third act remained a mystery until now. In 2017, libraries across the globe were urged to check their shelves and archives in the hope of unearthing the 1920s musical score. But it was not until 2018 came to an end, with experts fearing the manuscript had been lost forever, that the final part of the score was found in Malta. The piece will be performed in Valletta, Malta, on the site of the Opera House on June the 12th, 2023.
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were
Alison Aplin
and myself, Robin Quine. Jane Pratt and Mike Hutchinson are now going to join us with part two of Chatterbox. This will include Information Desk, another set of news, and a feature about the John Lewis department store.